Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. I know you're excited too. I am. I am too. Cliff is the author of all the eBay books that matter, the eBay Business Answer Book, the eBay Marketing Bible, the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Guide, which leads me to the point that he is an attorney. We love him anyway, and he's our good friend Cliff Inico. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, man. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So, Cliff, you wrote an article recently about crowdfunding. That's kind of serializing your upcoming book on crowdfunding, right?
Yep, that's right. This is going to be the thing. You're going to be hearing a ton of information about this now in the next 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. This is the hot thing that everybody's going to be talking about. Right before Halloween, the SEC passed final regulations that basically allow companies, you know, startups, early stage companies, but also regular small businesses too, to raise money legally on the internet from total strangers for the first time. It's basically a revolutionary step in how
we regulate. Let's differentiate. Let's make sure we use the right words here, because you're talking about raising equity, investment equity.
Right.
This is not a loan, folks. As you know, Cliff, my audience. Because they hang out with me, they know the three kinds of crowdfunding, mm-hmm. and they're familiar with that. So folks, this is the third version that we've talked about on the show before. This is the third version of crowdfunding, not the contributory kind where you hope to get a T-shirt or something later, or maybe nothing. Maybe you just donate the money. The second kind is the loans. Crowdfunding loans, which are taking off, and the third one is what Cliff's talking about right now. Go ahead, Cliff.
That's right. So you can basically go, beginning May 16th, this is the thing, there's a little bit of a gap delay here. The regs don't become effective until May 16th, but starting then, you can go to a funding portal, you know, and basically put up an offering online that says basically, hey, we're this company, we want to do X, Y, and Z, we're looking to raise $500,000, and we're willing to give, you know, 10% of our company, non-voting, you know, in exchange for that, you know, and for, you know, every so much dollars, you get so many shares of stock. You will be able to do that. Now, of course, being the SEC, there are going to be regulations. It's not going to be as easy as I just made it sound.
Right.
It's still going to cost you some money. In fact, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you should be plan on spending between portal fees and legal fees and everything like that, probably a few $1,000 to do one of these.
And whereupon you might not raise any money.
True. That's exactly right.
This is not a self-funding project, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Oh, it isn't. No. But you know who's going to benefit from this, Jim? And this is a prediction that I'm going to make. There are a lot of small businesses out there. Let's take a restaurant, for example. Let's say you have a popular restaurant in a small town. You know, everybody knows who you are. You've got, you know, several thousand followers on social media. You know, you do these coupons all the time. You know, that is a built-in investor base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, social media, I mean, you and I have talked about this before, is all about building a fan base. If you have a fan base, you've got several thousand people out there who might put a couple of $100 of their own money into your business. And those are the businesses that I think are going to
not unlike people have bought into the Green Bay Packers.
Right. Exactly.
Right? No, there are all these people who own one share of the Green Bay Packers. They probably paid $500 or whatever, and now they own a piece. They never expect to get a dividend. They never expect to get paid out of this thing.
Right. It's bragging rights.
Right.
You know, and maybe as part of this, of course, they have inside access to, you know, coupons and discounts and stuff like that. You know, it's really a marketing tool is really how I'm looking at it.
But it could be expensive.
And
you are bringing people in, not in the first way where they donate money and they have no connection to you after that. These people actually are shareholders and minority shareholders. While they have no rights, they do have the ability to cause trouble.
They sure can, man. Yeah, always remember this. Whenever somebody invests in your business, they become a partner. And the only way that you can legally get rid of a partner is to buy them out at a price that they are
willing
to accept.
Redeem their shares.
That's the only way you can do it. You can't force them out any other way. So you are bringing on maybe a couple of hundred, you know, people with 0.001% of your company each.
Mm-hmm.
And those people, you got to deal with them. I mean, if they send you an email, you know, it's not like you can just blow it off, you know,
that's
the
right.
way you could a total stranger.
Yep. And the same excitement that they could have for you to cause them to give you the money and tell their friends and say, "Yeah, I'm an owner of a Billy Bob Steakhouse."
Right.
If it turns ugly, if they don't like you, they're the same people who say, "Hey guys, let's quit going over there. I don't like that place anymore."
You got it, man.
You never know. I tell you, we're going to talk about this some more, folks, but I predict that this is, as I'm sticking to my guns, the equity part is not going to be as big a deal as a lot of people think it's going to be. 22, right back with Cliff Inico. More on crowdfunding after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.